When a teacher's job is cut, it can be a difficult lesson for students. In California, 20,000 teachers received pink slips in the spring. Some were recently reinstated, but others will not be back in the fall. Youth Radio's Emily Greenwell, a student at Berkeley High School, says it's been a strange few months for her and her friends.
Ever since these layoffs started, we've been relating to our teachers in a new way. We can't ignore the signs hanging in classroom windows saying, "A pink slip teacher is here." You walk outside, and teachers' pictures are plastered all over the fence like death notices. Miss Dietrich is a really popular English teacher at my school. When she broke the news about getting a pink slip to her sixth-period American Lit class, my friend Zenobia was there and describes it like this.
And everybody was, like, tired and bored, and then she was like, "You guys know I get pink slips," and, you know, I was like, "What? Like, why'd you get pink slips?" You know, the boredom turned to, like, a shock, and, you know, I was kind of upset about it.
Maybe that's why students have started to be more polite in class. And we never expected the role reversal we've been seeing since teachers became the vulnerable ones. Here's what happened when Zenobia tried to talk to Miss Dietrich about what it's like for a teacher to face a layoff notice.
How is, like, your relationship towards students different, if it is different?
The minute your teacher starts crying in front of you, everything changes.
She's very emotional, and I'm getting emotional, you know, emotional stuff. Yeah, it's okay, Miss Dietrich.
After she composed herself, Miss Dietrich explained why she was so upset.
It's very frustrating to feel like you don't know what's going to happen to you. And good people have left this district because they do not want to deal with being put on the edge.
And everyone has been on edge, but Miss Dietrich can relax. In a last-minute reprieve, her job was reinstated just a few days ago after another teacher resigned. Some teachers are getting their jobs back. But across town, in a classroom at Willard Middle School, one teacher hasn't been so lucky.
Good news is, we'll see you guys tomorrow. The other good news is, our quiz on the three sisters, Monday. Yeah. Go to lunch. Bye. Go away.
Brittany, look at my coffee.
Mr. Dorr's students may see him tomorrow, but as things stand now, they won't see him next fall. The school district gave him the boot. Students and parents seem to love this guy. But that doesn't really matter. Seniority is what counts.
But, again, it's the kids, you know, and they're not laying me off. And they deserve the best I can give. So, I'm doing it for them.
Mr. Dorr says he worries about not being able to pay his bills if he's out of work. He's got three kids of his own to think about. And while his seventh grade students are prepping for quizzes, they're also concerned about their teacher's real life. 12-year-old James says it brings him down just thinking about it.
Some days I just don't talk. I may talk a little. I may say, hey, I may laugh or something, but I mostly don't talk. So I'm going to be hoping that he is back next year.
Maybe it's good we're seeing our teachers as real people, and we can even sympathize with the ones we don't particularly like. But all this drama makes the end of the school year even more grueling than usual. And now we have to start the summer worrying about who will greet us in our classrooms next fall. For NPR News, I'm Emily Greenwell.
Emily is finishing her junior year at Berkeley High School in Berkeley, California. Her report was produced by Youth Radio.